You're listening to Distraction Therapy with me, Rob Watson.
Let's go.
Therapy. I'm Rob Watson. This is Back to School, Japan style. The program continues with the feeling of a new beginning. There is brightness here, movement, precision, and an undertow of uncertainty. The mood is not about looking backwards. It's the atmosphere of stepping into a pattern already in motion and discovering that it contains room for change. A platform fills. A signal sounds. Doors close and the journey begins. Familiar routines become the frame for an adventure whose scale is not yet visible. The destination may be written clearly on the timetable. What happens to us on the way is less predictable. We begin with that sense of forward motion, disciplined, expectant, and open to surprise.
Thank you. のピークが去った天気予報士がテレビで言ってた。それでも未だに街は
school term makes renewal visible through repetition. The route is known, the sequence is familiar, yet the experience is never precisely the same. This hour carries that double movement. There is structure, but also acceleration. There is the steady rhythm of collective life and the private feeling that something untested is about to begin. The Japanese setting sharpens this contrast without offering a simple explanation for it. we can hear public order and individual intensity occupying the same space. Precision does not remove emotion. Restraint can make small changes feel more vivid. A pause, a shift of pace, or an unexpected turn can open an entire field of possibility. The structure of feeling is therefore not escape from routine. It's adventure discovered within form. That raises the open question for this hour. Does freedom always require us to leave the pattern behind? Or can freedom emerge through learning a form so thoroughly that we become able to move within it differently? There is a temptation to imagine renewal as a dramatic break, a new identity, a different place, a life cleared of everything that came before. But most beginnings are quieter. They occur while the trains still run, the streets remain busy, and the day continues to ask ordinary things of us. Something changes in our participation. We become more attentive. The next turn is no longer merely part of the route. It becomes an invitation.
Thank you.
Adventure is often imagined as movement across distance, but it can also be a change in the quality of attention. The surrounding world remains recognisable, while its possibilities become less fixed. A school day shows how this happens. There are prescribed activities, shared spaces, and agreed signals. Within them, thousands of smaller discoveries take place. A friendship begins. A private interest acquires energy. A familiar subject reveals an unexpected connection. The official timetable cannot contain the full life passing through it. This tension gives the hour its forward pull. Order provides momentum, but curiosity alters the direction. Renewal includes that uncertainty. To begin again is to accept temporary incompetence. We enter a room without knowing its customs. We attempt a phrase before its rhythm feels natural. We follow signs while gradually building an inner map. This is not failure at the edge of learning. It's learning in its active state. The self has to become slightly unsettled before another capacity can develop. In this sense, form and freedom are not opposites. Form can become a vessel for transformation. Practice creates fluency. Fluency creates variation. Variation allows the individual voice to appear. The same pattern can be found in seasons, journeys, and creative work. We return to a task, but the return is never empty repetition. Each attempt carries the traces of what has already been absorbed. The spiral passes a familiar point at another level. This is why renewal feels both recognisable and strange. We know the shape, but we do not yet know who we will become inside it. There is adventure in that incompleteness. The route ahead is not a void. It's a living pattern whose next variation depends partly on how we respond. We can hold these elements together: urban motion and inward spaces, collective rhythm and singular feeling, technical precision and sudden release. The point is not to turn a culture into a symbol. It's to notice how listening across languages can loosen our demand for immediate explanation. When meaning is not instantly available, tone, pace, and texture come forward. We listen with less possession and more curiosity. That too is a form of education. It asks us to remain present before certainty arrives. the hour moves towards its final passage, the energy becomes more spacious. Forward movement remains, but it no longer feels hurried. The adventure changes scale. It becomes less about arrival and more about inhabiting the journey with sufficient attention to be altered by it. Renewal is sometimes mistaken for replacement. The old is discarded and the new takes its place. But living patterns work differently. They fold earlier experiences into another arrangement. Nothing returns unchanged, and nothing begins without inheritance. The new term carries skills, doubts, and questions from the one before it. The new route begins from wherever we are already standing. This creates a mood of grounded possibility. There is no need to manufacture optimism or pretend that every beginning will lead somewhere easy. Adventure includes wrong turns, delays, and periods when the map appears to offer no useful answer. What matters is the capacity to continue responding, to look again, to revise the route, to recognize that uncertainty is not the absence of direction, but part of how direction is discovered. The recurring pattern becomes supportive when it gives us somewhere from which to depart. Routine provides the pulse. Curiosity introduces the variation. Attention allows the two to remain in conversation. The final music carries us into that open condition. The structure is still present, but its edges have softened. The next beginning is already gathering inside the present one. School has moved through a routine as a form of possibility. Its mood has been bright, unsettled, and forward-looking. Collective motion carrying private discovery. Must freedom abandon the pattern? Perhaps the interesting answer is that a pattern can become the ground from which adventure begins. We return, practice, vary, and set out again. Renewal does not deny what has happened. It rearranges experience into another starting point. The timetable gives us a direction, but it cannot decide what we will notice along the way. That remains open. The signal sounds, the doors close, the familiar route begins to change beneath our attention. You've been listening to Distraction Therapy with me, Rob Watson. Thanks for listening.
降りたった東京線9990 I'm not afraid to die.
Therapy with me, Rob Watson.
See you.
Oh,